Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Millions of Americans seem to be deeply concerned about the condition of the earth. They are disturbed about the pollution that pours into the atmosphere and into our streams. Industrial pollution has killed the fish in many of our lakes and rivers. When my wife and I lived in Georgia, the water in the Oostenaula River in northwest Georgia looked like milk. The carpet mills and other industries in northwest Georgia made little or no effort to prevent that river and other streams from becoming polluted. That is just one example of poor stewardship of our natural resources. Thousands of similar situations exist across the United States and in most other countries of the world. Just in case it has not dawned on you, the earth does not belong to you, or to me, or to any other human being, or to any group of human beings. It belongs to God Almighty. We are simply temporary caretakers of this earth, and God will hold us accountable for how we care for His creation. Approximately 1,300 years before our Lord appeared on this earth, the great prophet Moses wrote, "Behold, the heaven of the heavens is the Lord's your God, and the earth also with all that is therein." Deuteronomy 10:14. But if the earth evolved, it belongs neither to God nor to man. It just is, and no one is ultimately responsible for the welfare of the planet on which we dwell. Atheists, agnostics, secular humanists, and other unbelievers have no solid basis on which to condemn our misuse of our world. Sadly, Christians have often been neglectful in taking care of our atmosphere. That is absolutely inexcusable. God demanded of Adam and Eve that they dress the Garden of Eden and keep it. Genesis 2:15. God expects the same of all His children. The inspired psalmist reminds us about the ownership of the planet. "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." Psalm 24:1-2. "The heavens are thine. The earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name." Psalm 89:11-12. In his first letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul quoted the words of the psalmist, "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, do not eat for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof." 1 Corinthians 10:26-28. There are two extremes on the matter under discussion. There are many in our nation who seem to have no concern for our forests, streams, mountains, and animals. They clear-cut our forests, poison our streams with industrial waste, butcher our mountains in their mining operations, and decimate our animal population. Incidentally, true hunters are responsible people, although there are too many slob hunters. Good hunters have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to take care of the deer, raccoon, duck, geese, and turkey population. The truth is, the various species that men hunt in the United States are more numerous and healthier than they were when the Indians controlled the land. The wildlife in our country is better in every way than it has ever been. Hunters are primarily responsible for that situation, and I am neither a hunter nor a fisherman. There is another extreme, the tree huggers, the people who would protect a species of beetles, even if it meant the loss of human life. There are 5,000 species of beetles in the world. The loss of one kind of beetle would probably not destroy our atmosphere. I'm not suggesting we should destroy any species, but we must weigh the welfare of human beings against those who get all bent out of shape if we cut one tree or kill one deer. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.